Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and feed me! It's supper time, and I'm somewhere that's green. But if you don't feed the plants, then there will be sudden changes. Now it's just the gas, but on Skid Row, you can hear the dentist doing what the meek shall inherit. This may all seem like a prologue, but if you grow for me, we'll be closed for renovations. Suddenly, joining us today are the usual Seymours, Mushnick and Sons, including Kevin, call me back in the morning, Jager.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay. Kimberly, you never know, game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
You never know.
And with us today is something that you just keep asking us for.
Yeah.
Through your downloads, through your tweets, through your Instagrams, through our Facebook group.
Uh-huh. All of them.
Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Trivia 2.
Trivia. We love tacos.
Now that you say that, we are actually recording live to tape.
Yep.
At Taco Dumbo. We're at the brand new Taco Dumbo on 47th Street. It's that location.
This is our theater district, guys.
It's awesome. They have 7 locations currently open in New York City. Dumbo Heights, inside the Penn C at Penn Station, 52nd Street in Midtown, so that's another one for your pre- or post-theater goings. The Garment District, Herald Square in Soho, mm-hmm. And then coming soon, Midtown East, so you'll have that as well. The Financial District and the Oculus at World Trade Center. So if you live in New York, if you're coming in to see a show, this is a perfect opportunity. We've already eaten so much here.
It's so good. I'm chewing right now.
Guys, this place is amazing. They have a vegan menu. They have a gluten-free menu. It's just amazing. Like, they've brought us, like, an assortment of, like, mini tacos, and the margaritas, of course, are amazing.
And Kevin had his first pomegranate seed, and it was in the guac.
I did. They put pomegranate seeds in their guacamole, which is amazing.
Kevin had never had those before.
It was my first pomegranate seed.
Child.
I'm a weird person who doesn't... I, like, refuse to eat things until I'm an old adult. So.
When's the first time you had a berry?
My first strawberry was I was 25.
Here we are. Lessons with Kevin.
Jay was actually there. Kimberly's husband was. And Brian, you were there.
Yes.
And you were there.
And the summer that I ate my first strawberry. And then literally like 5 minutes after eating my first strawberry, somebody was like, and you can put sugar on it too. And my boyfriend at the time was so mad. He was like, I just got him to eat a berry and now you're going to cover it in sugar.
While we're here, what are you drinking? Kevin and I have classic margaritas
and
they're delicious.
We just went classic and it's amazing. But Kimberly got fancy.
I did. Because I'm a lady. I have a margarita with pineapple juice and a rose and hibiscus sugared rim. Or salty? Hold on. It's sweet. It's delicious.
That's great.
No.
Of all of the trivia episodes we've done so far, so that's one. Mm-hmm. I won. Remember, guys, I won.
Yeah.
So I actually didn't remember who won.
Oh, yeah. I won. So it's one. Brian has one. You two have zero. But you two are going to be the trivia takers today. I'm going to be the trivia master. So, Kevin, can you kind of go through this a little bit?
Yeah. So the way this is going to work is Kimberly and I are competing for the title of Trivia Master. Oh. When you win the title of Trivia Master, you then get to be the Trivia Master on our next trivia episode.
Does this mean I can never do trivia again until I'm the Trivia Master again? Like, yes. As a regular game?
Oh, interesting.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah. A game
these are our trivia episodes. Wait,
this,
yeah,
is,
yeah.
This is a rule that is set in stone as of just a second.
Yeah, and then when we change it, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Great.
So Brian is going to ask... So Kimberly and I will be competing. Brian is going to ask us a series of questions in multiple rounds. We'll see who wins this round and gets to become the next Trivia Master. But we also are excited for you guys to play at home. And please add us on whatever social media platform you like to use. Yeah. And let us know how many points you got. If you think there's a problem with that question, all of those things come
there
at us.
There are
and
no
let us
problems
know.
With my questions, Kevin.
Brian is done.
Brian has been like, can we record the trivia episode tomorrow for like
he
3 weeks?
He is so amped about his questions.
Guys, get ready.
But I'm like scared and excited.
So, I also keep forgetting that I don't really have to do anything except answer questions.
Kimberly literally texted us today and she was like, wait, so like I don't have to prepare anything? Because it's like the first time, because Kimberly's always doing the games, the trivia is the crazy. So
I was this morning just like, I have nothing prepared. I was like, oh, I don't have to.
Oh, wait, that's okay.
Yeah.
Literally, all I can do is just say, Kevin, will you pass me a chicken taco?
I know, right? So we...
But Kevin, will you pass
but actually,
me a chicken
yes,
taco?
Can you pass
I will.
Me a mushroom one?
Yeah, of course.
But the truffle mushroom one's
which,
my favorite.
Which one is the truffle mushroom one?
Top left.
This one?
Yeah.
With the avocado on top?
Yes.
Also, you know which one was surprisingly delicious? The Impossible one.
So good.
I had never had any sort of Impossible meat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So good.
And I enjoyed that very much.
Wait, does that mean it's not actually meat?
No. Mm-hmm. It's like... other things.
That's impossible.
It's plants. Exactly.
Things are happening everywhere.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I have 3 rounds of trivia for you both.
It was every day, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Things are happening every day, right?
Yeah.
One of the verses is everywhere.
Because
I don't know.
I made that up.
When I get the chance to be the Trivia Master, it's all lyrics all the time.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, go ahead.
So I have 3 rounds. I brought the bells
okay.
for you all.
Oh, the bells. So if you're ding ding, that's not me and Kimberly, that's our bells.
Right.
Do you think I can make that noise?
I mean, maybe.
At that pitch, maybe.
I don't know what girls can do.
Fair.
That's true.
All right, so we have 3 rounds. I'm going to start with round 1,
okay.
which seems like a great place to start.
I agree with that.
I believe you mean the very beginning.
Yes. I was whiffing on it, you know? Let's just get right into it.
Cool.
You ready, all?
Uh-huh.
All ready?
This round is called Three's Company.
Okay.
They're all John Ritter-related questions.
No. Okay.
So these are the rules of Three Company round.
Okay.
I will name 3 songs from a musical, 1 at a time.
Okay.
After I reveal each song, you'll have a chance to ding in and guess the musical.
Got it.
So it's not like one-to-one, like we're competing, like Jeopardy.
Yes.
Yes.
Got it.
If
this
nobody,
is not like how I do trivia, though.
If nobody knows the show... I'll move on to the next song.
Cool.
Each song gets easier, right. So the points will be different.
Okay.
So, for example, if you get it after 1 song, it's 5 points.
Okay.
2 songs is 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
The final song is 1 point.
Cool.
So, let's do an example. For example, I'll say, Many a New Day. Let's pretend you don't know.
And we
know.
Don't know, right?
Oh.
So that would have been 5 points if you knew it.
But I know.
But you don't know. So then we would ask for a second song.
So then Out of My Dreams. Oh, you guys don't know that? That's okay. Oh, What
You're
a Beautiful Morning.
Okay.
And then we would hit it and that would be 1 point.
Right. But you only get 1 guess per show.
Got it. So if I guess wrong on the first song, I don't get to guess again.
Right.
Okay.
However, if you get wrong on the second one, you don't get to guess on the third one. But if both of you save it for the end,
yes,
and it's 1-on-1,
yes,
then we'll go for the full 5 points.
Cool.
Does that make sense?
But well, someone can get no points if we both guess wrong. Like if I guess wrong on the first question, Kevin guesses wrong on the second question.
If you both guess wrong, then you will still go to the third question, and then it will only be worth 1 point.
Got it.
Does that all make sense?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So let's get started.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
The Focus Bells in. Of St. Sebastian.
I know, but I don't know.
Right, so just, this is still
so
part
gonna
of
I'm
going
to save
the,
it.
Exactly, so that's a good strategy.
Yep.
Okay.
Are we moving on? I'm going to ask you both.
Yes, question,
yes.
Song 2.
Not Since Chaplin. Kevin?
Is it Mac and Mabel?
That is incorrect.
Okay.
Kimberly, you get the final one. Unusual Way.
A very unusual way.
Yeah,
yep, that's it.
9?
That is correct. Kimberly, you get 1 point.
I've never seen nine.
But you knew the song, so you're good.
That's true.
All right. We're all good on these rules?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not That Kind of Thing.
The Wedding Singer.
That is 5 points.
Ah!
The other two would have been Single and then Come Out of the Dumpster.
Yep.
All right. Three. Are you ready?
I love that show so much.
It's so good.
Doctor's Orders.
I'm ready for song two.
Me too.
Christmas Is My Favorite Time of Year.
I don't know.
Song number three.
Live in Living Color.
Catch Me If You Can.
That's right. 1 point.
I'm not doing that. Let's just say I'm eating tacos, so I'm not paying attention.
Yeah.
But I am paying attention and eating tacos.
Stop eating the tacos, Dumbo. All right. Ready for four?
Yes.
Yeah.
Love, Look Away.
It is Flower Drum Song.
That's right.
Pussers on my wall.
The next songs would have been Like a God and I Enjoy Being a Girl.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Kevin, you got your first 5 points.
Yeah. So I'm winning 5-0.
Right. Ryan, that's how math works. Yeah, I'm keeping score. You ready?
Yeah. Yep.
Let's Have Lunch.
No.
I don't know.
Okay. New Ways to Dream.
No.
Nope.
With One Look. Kevin?
It's Sunset Boulevard.
That's correct.
I have never seen the show or looked up anything about it.
I ironically
the only thing I know is Glenn Close won a Tony.
I saw Glenn Close in the revival. I'm so obsessed with Taco Dumbo right now.
I know, right? Are you guys ready for the next one?
Yes. I'm ready.
Taco?
Yeah. Over the Wall. Yes.
I didn't mean to ring in, but I did. Oh God.
Yeah, to make a guess.
Hades Town?
No.
No.
I know.
Can I guess?
On five, yeah, you can guess.
Over the Wall?
Over the Wall.
Pacific Overtures.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
So now, I did. If you get a book, now you're both back in it.
Okay.
Anything for Him.
But you won't do that.
Right.
No.
Ready? Her Name Is Aurora. Yes.
Kiss of Spider Woman.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that either.
So that's 1 point for you, Kevin.
Okay,
ready?
Yep. Yeah.
Wait, did I say
we're
if you
so
both?
Intense right now.
Wait, did I say if you both get out, the last one's worth five?
Yes.
Was that a rule?
Yes.
No, I thought you said one.
You did. If you rewind back, you totally said it.
I think I did say that.
You did.
Okay, so Kevin gets five on that one.
Do you agree?
No, but it's fine. It's only because it's not me.
I love that we get so competitive with each other.
This is very fun.
You ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Chow Down.
The Lion King.
That is correct. And then I was going to do One by One, and He Lives in You.
Chow Down is part of the audition cut.
Oh, I forget that you do that.
And so as a reader for The Lion King.
You bastard.
I know that part.
You ready for the next one?
Uh-huh.
Much More.
The Fantastic.
He got it first.
The Fantastics.
Did you know it?
Yes.
Okay.
Just once.
Then I was going to go.
Much More is the song. What are you talking about?
I Can See It and Then Try to Remember is the song.
I Can See It. Yeah, that's a good song.
Oh, and see, I think Much More is the song because I Am a Girl, and that's the song we sing.
Right, see,
I wouldn't even think of Try to Remember.
Oh, interesting. Try to Remember is the song.
No, Much More is the song because it's what every 18-year-old sings that song.
Well, it's interesting. Well, I mean, I think what's interesting about
it is... I would have said Try to Remember, yeah.
So to me, this trivia is also interesting to see, like, what point of view we're all seeing theater from.
Yeah.
Okay, ready for next one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Year of the Child.
No.
Wait, say it again?
Year of the Child.
I have an idea, but I'm not going to guess yet.
What More Can I Say? Kevin?
My guess is falsettos.
That is correct. Okay. The last one would have been Holding to the Ground.
I wish I had guessed earlier, but I wasn't sure.
Tan, are you ready?
Yeah.
This is the final question in this round.
Oh.
Then we'll do
there are three?
We'll do a recap.
We'll do a point recap.
Yeah.
What Do You Want of Me?
There's so many things that popped in my head right now.
I tried to pick the most generic titles for the first two.
What Do You Want of Me? Camelot.
Incorrect.
Ugh.
Kevin, do you want to move to the next question?
Yes, please.
A Little Gossip.
Is it Mayor La Mancha?
Ding, 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 ding. And obviously the third one is The Impossible Dream.
Of course it is. Oh, I'm so dumb. Speaking of the songs the girls sing.
Just so you guys all know, I knew that Mayor La Mancha would show up in Brian's first round because it's his favorite musical.
Yeah. You're right.
So it was going to come up eventually. I was waiting for it.
Kevin's smarter than me.
That's the only time you will ever admit that statement.
Can I have that taco?
Yeah, which one?
All right.
On the first level, yeah.
So for round one...
Guys, I can't say enough how much these tacos are, like, the crap. They're so amazing.
Well, they're delicious, not the crap.
Well, I meant, I meant like, I was trying not to say the shit.
No!
Yeah,
but
I get you.
This would be a totally perfect, like, pre-theater, like, kind of a tapas kind of feel. It's perfect. It's the tapas. It's Mahatma Gandhi.
Great. Anyway.
Okay.
So after starting off slow, Kevin is ahead 22 to 12.
Woo!
A sports announcer.
All right. Are you ready
coming
for...
Coming in around the bend, we got...
Before round
two.
Do
you want another taco?
Yeah. The Impossible.
Which one?
The top. Impossible Dream?
Oh, yeah. The Impossible Dream taco.
This one or this?
The other one. The other one.
The other one. The other one. That one's the mushroom one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool. I'm going to eat the mushroom one.
All right.
Okay.
Round two.
Okay. Yes.
Are you both ready?
Yes.
Round two is called Let's Go to the Movies.
Okay. Let's all go to the lobby.
Well, I was thinking Annie, but I love that.
Okay.
What is it? What does this mean, Brian?
This means all answers are 1 point and directly related to movie musicals.
Okay.
However, these are not multiple choice.
Oh.
So if the answer has multiple answers, each point is worth 1 point. You can ding in at your own request. However, if Kevin gets one of the answers, doesn't know the second one, you can still gain points from that question.
Okay, it's not the 5, 3, 2, 1, whatever.
No, this is just like, so for example, what date does Frozen 2 come out?
I have no idea.
Right. Okay.
No, if you said November, I'd give you a point.
Of this year?
Yeah, but if you said the 22nd, the new trailer came out today, that's what I'm thinking of it.
It's right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, all right. So we ready to go?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, question one. This 1966 movie musical, based on a 1962 Broadway show, was Sondheim's first musical on Broadway in which he wrote both the music and lyrics. Kimberly.
Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
That is correct.
How many points?
Just one. Yeah.
Oh.
Just one.
Ready for question two?
Yes, sir.
Fives.
How many people... Excuse me, I'm going to start over again. Number two. Many people have won a Tony and an Oscar for playing the same part on Broadway and in the adapted movie musical. Only two did it for their leading actor roles.
Oh, actor.
Yes. So, like, Joel Grey has done
it,
but he won for supporting actor.
We're speaking men specifically.
Yes. Who are they? What was the role? And for what show, movie, musical? Again, there are two. So, in this one... You can gain multiple points, Kevin.
Okay, wait, they won the Oscar and the...
Yes, and the first time you give a wrong piece of information...
Yep,
you,
I'm out.
You out, but
yeah,
you get,
I get
the points
it.
You always
it.
Had, yeah.
So my first guess is Rex Harrison for My Fair Lady.
That is correct, and what's the role?
He played Henry Higgins.
That is correct.
And there's a second one?
Yes.
My second guess, which is probably wrong...
Sure.
...is... Robert Preston for Music Man.
That is incorrect. So you did gain 3 points for that question.
Okay, but you have the second one?
I also knew Rex Harrison.
Wait, you said, but Joel Grey won Best Supporting for the...
Right, so he doesn't count for this because it's only Best Actor. Mm-hmm.
So Best Actor.
Yes.
You think it was it like before then?
I know.
You can tell
then?
Her. Oh, I'll give her
you
that.
Okay with
yeah.
that? Okay, it was, before then, but not by much.
But not by much.
So Rex Harrison was 57 for the show, 64
okay.
for the musical.
Got it.
The other years are 52 and 56.
56.
I'm an idiot. I think I know what it is.
Sure. Kimberly, do you know what it is? You, if she doesn't know, you can guess, but you don't get the points
for it. Of course, yeah. of course.
That was very business-like.
52 and 56? I can't remember anyone's name right now.
I'm wrong, too. I just realized.
John Raitt for the pajama game?
That is incorrect.
I don't know. Okay.
52 and 56, this is totally wrong, but my guess was Richard Burton for
incorrect.
Camelot.
No, it is Yul Brynner, the King and
King
I.
King and I.
King of
oh.
Siam. So Kevin gained 3 points on that. Kimberly,
yeah,
okay.
Of course it was. Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
For question three. What is the highest grossing live action original musical of all time?
Wait, on Broadway?
Wait, oh,
or
God,
on
oh,
movies?
God, I didn't mean to do
this.
What
is
are
all
you
movies.
About?
This is all movies.
Oh.
This whole round is movies.
Okay, the highest grossing original musical of all time.
What is the highest grossing live action original
Wait,
movie
what do you mean by live action?
Time?
Like not Disney? That's what threw me off.
So like The Lion King doesn't count because
right.
it's animated.
Okay.
Live action.
I see. You go, you best.
I rang in and uh-huh. I didn't mean to, but I'm going to say Singing in the Rain.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
Kimberly.
Original. Moulin Rouge.
That is incorrect. I'll give you each another chance, but Kevin, you get to go.
Highest grossing live action original musical.
So here's not a clue, but Beauty and the Beast is the high. I think Beauty and the Beast is still the highest grossing, unless The Lion King has surpassed it, even though that shouldn't count as live action because it's all animated. But Beauty and the Beast, the most recent one, is the most highest grossing.
The most highest?
Movie musical. But it's not
really?
Technically original.
Is it Dreamgirls?
No.
That's not
original.
Original either, because it's based on the musical.
I didn't understand. I was thinking of musicals that were original that had a movie.
No, made specifically as a movie musical.
Oh, then I don't.
Once.
No. The
State
answer.
State Fair?
No. We keep going.
42nd Street?
No.
I mean, obviously, this accounts for points.
Cinderella?
No.
Oh, Cinderella was a really good guess.
Well, that was TV, so it doesn't really count.
Oh, right, but I was still with you. White Christmas?
No. You're thinking too far back. Money is very expensive.
Too far back.
You're thinking too far back.
High School Musical 3.
No, but I love that.
I don't know.
The answer is The Greatest Showman.
Really?
I've still never seen that.
$174,340,174 as of the time that
And that's
I wrote.
This is very stupid. And I'm just nitpicking just at the question. I'm not fighting. But does that
He's fighting.
Fight like include like the inflation?
No.
Okay.
It does not. That is pure dollar value.
That's what I
yeah,
thought.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it makes sense.
No points on that one.
I don't know why none of us guessed anything post 1965.
Yeah, I know, right?
I really couldn't think of anything that hadn't been on Broadway because I've never seen The Greatest Showman.
Oh, fair. All right. You ready for the next
that
question?
Okay.
Yep.
Adjusted for inflation.
Oh.
Okay.
What is the highest grossing live action movie musical? It does not have to be original.
You just told us.
No, I didn't.
Wait, say
live
the question
action.
Again.
So this is the hot
live. Well, adjusted for inflation. Beauty and the Beast is not adjusted for inflation. Kevin.
Is it The Wizard of Oz?
That is incorrect.
Did I already say it?
No one has said it yet.
Original.
No, not original.
Not original.
But not animated.
The Sound of Music.
That is correct.
Because of all those damn sing-alongs.
Well done.
Right, so Kimberly got a point for that. This is a tougher round than the first one for you
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, this is hard.
You said they'd get harder.
You're right.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This movie musical, with music by Alan Menken and most lyrics by Stephen Schwartz, had three songs nominated for the best Oscar, but lost to Falling Slowly from Once. What is that movie?
Can I ask a question that we can both benefit from?
Sure.
Is it a Disney product?
Yes. Yeah.
Is it, my guess was The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Incorrect.
That was years before.
Yes.
What year was Once, like 2006-ish?
7-8. 07-08.
Oh, okay.
I just figured it out.
Kimberly gets a guess.
Your hair is a giveaway.
Brave?
No.
Is it Enchanted?
It's Enchanted.
Oh, I thought of Curls, not Red.
Bonus question.
Yes.
So this is worth 3 points. What were those three songs from Enchanted?
It's That's How You Know.
You got
a butt. That's How You Know.
Great, that's 1 point.
Happy Working Song.
Yes.
I don't remember the other one.
It's Happy Working Song, That's How You Know, and I don't know.
It's so close.
Did you miss that one?
It was sung over the dance at the end.
Oh, boo. You know what I get enchanted confused with?
No.
27 Dresses.
They're so similar.
James Marsden.
Oh, true.
Yeah, that's fair.
James Marsden.
But I have been talking the whole time. I need to take a drink.
Yeah,
ooh,
do it.
Yeah.
All right, ready for the next one?
Yes.
All right. Name the three Wizard of Oz actors who played the Lion, the Tin Man, and the Scarecrow.
No.
Ring in, please, if you know it.
I don't.
Wait, really?
No. I'll know their names if you say them,
sure.
But I can't say them by myself.
Burt Lahr. I'll say the names.
Never
they
mind.
Play.
I wouldn't have.
Burt Lahr was the Tin Man.
Incorrect. Okay, that's not
the Lion.
Well. So Burt Lahr was the Lion.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I do know.
Jack Haley was the Tin Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh,
and then
and
Ray
the
Bolger.
Yeah, Ray Bolger.
Was the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
I almost said.
Well, that didn't go well.
No.
Nope.
Well, originally, Ray Bolger was the Tin Man.
But he was,
but
allergic,
he was allergic
to the,
no.
the makeup.
But.
We all. We were allowed that.
Buddy. Buddy Ebbett, or whatever his name is.
Buddy
from, from
Buddy Hackett?
Ebsen. Buddy Ebsen, who was on Beverly Hillbillies, was originally the Scarecrow. They switched roles, and then Buddy Ebsen was allergic to the makeup. And then he got booted, but he wasn't originally supposed to be the Tin Man.
Oh.
Anyway, moving on.
Okay. Yeah.
What Disney animated movies are usually pointed to as the Big Four during the late 80s, early 90s Disney renaissance? Kevin.
Oh,
Little Mermaid.
Close.
Yes.
Aladdin.
Yes.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Oh, The Lion King.
Yes, that's correct. 4 points for Kevin.
Okay, I need to make a bigger hand gesture because we definitely ran into it. But I just did it.
But I'm prettier.
Okay.
I mean, what?
You ready? What song in Greece was written, recorded, and filmed after the movie wrapped because the filmmakers thought the movie needed something extra, something else? Kevin.
Hopelessly Devoted to You.
That's correct.
By Olivia Newton-John.
I didn't know that.
They felt like her character needed something more because she was, like, a little, like, one-dimensional.
I
Is like
that
right?
A lot.
Correct. Ready for question 9?
Yes.
In the 1960s, 4 musicals won Best Picture at the Oscars. They were... Kevin.
West Side Story.
Yes.
My Fair Lady.
Yes. 3.
Guys and Dolls.
2. Incorrect. Kimberly.
Sound of Music.
Yes. And?
Fiddler on the Roof.
Incorrect.
How's this going to be the song I'm trying?
No.
1960s.
Late 60s, this one was. You're not going to get it.
What is it?
Oliver.
Oh. So I got 2 and Cameron got 1.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sorry, Oliver.
All right. What movie musical has characters named Rose, Agnes, Esther, and Tootie?
The Aristocats?
Incorrect.
Oh.
7 Brides for 7 Brothers?
Incorrect.
Tootie? And Rose?
That is Meet Me in St. Louis.
Oh,
they
don't,
those are the
that.
Sisters' names.
Not only do they have amazing tacos here at amazing margaritas, but we are also eating soft serve that is like coconut flavored with different toppings. It is fantastic. Just throwing that out there.
Okay, after round 2.
Okay.
Kevin has 32 points.
Yes, I do.
And Kimberly has 17.
Ooh.
But round 3 is going to give you ample opportunity to catch up, Kimberly, or for Kevin to pull away.
Fine. Like, there's not a lifeguard, it's a vibe guard. Like, do you think if, like, someone was like, hey, man, you're ruining her vibe?
Yes, just like the Emperor's New Groove. I'm sorry, you threw off the Emperor's Groove. Oh, Kimberly doesn't know what that is because she hates animated movies?
It's not true.
Kimberly is uncomfortable watching animated movies.
You know
movies.
One of my favorite animated movies?
What?
The Road to El Dorado.
That's a random choice.
We watched it a lot in 6th grade.
But I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Was the teacher absent a lot?
Maybe.
I'm proud of you that you have a favorite animated movie, because I wouldn't expect that.
It's like if I had to pick. Also, those brothers were hot.
They were cute.
The
they were like animated hot.
On
yeah.
that note, are you ready for the final round, round 3?
Yes.
This is a sound clip round.
Ooh.
Cool.
I edited all of these, my friends.
Okay.
So.
Again, Brian's been excited 4 weeks.
Yes. This round is called Acceptance.
Okay.
Accept me.
Accept the Kevin one.
These are clips
uh-huh.
from acceptance speeches at the Tonys.
Okay.
Oh.
Name the person accepting the award.
Yep.
The show.
Yep.
And the category.
Okay. I'm so excited.
I will only play the clue once.
Okay.
Okay.
You get 2 points. 2 points for each correct answer.
Ooh.
You must wait for the full clip to finish so listeners can hear the whole thing.
Cool.
Okay? Do you have any questions?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
And I know that this is supposed to be the most dignified, you know, award show of the season, but I have to do this. This is a praise shout. Hey!
Yes.
It's James Monroe Iglehart.
Right?
What's... Aladdin.
Yes.
Best supporting actor.
That is correct. In a...
musical.
Right.
I heard his voice and I got so excited, but Kimberly got it first. I was like, I know that voice.
I love him.
He's such a great person. Shout out to James Monroe Iglehart.
6 points?
Yeah, you got
you
6 points.
You got 6 points.
Oh, wow. What a weird point system.
Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Yes, please.
I was afraid to write a speech because I'd written a couple before and they never made it out of my purse. So I'm going to use one of the old ones and add a few names.
Kevin?
Yes. So that was Patti LuPone.
Yes.
For best supporting... No, sorry. Best... actress in a musical.
Yes.
And this is her second win.
Yes.
For Gypsy.
Yes. That is correct.
I really thought that was a man.
Because she incredibly sassed the entire Tony voter committee.
Oh, yes. I
for
cut
not
out,
giving her one.
That one was hard. I mean, the whole speech is amazing. I had to, like, make sure I got the right one.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Are you ready for the next
one? I'm waiting for, like, the three I listen to all the time.
Yes.
Are you ready for the next one?
And you vanquish self-doubt by perfecting your lines of text. Then you call Tommy Kail and you say, what's next? Thank you so much.
Kimberly?
That was Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yes.
Now here's where it gets tricky.
Yep.
It was in rhyme. Which one did he rhyme? Both of them probably. Oh, and he won many things. I'm going to say that was Lin-Manuel Miranda for Hamilton for best book.
Nailed it!
Okay. Yes! Was that the Love is Love is Love speech?
No.
No?
That was
That's
for...
That's not... I went with the other
Love
one.
Is Love is Love speech was for which... For what award?
For score.
That's right.
This was when he thanks Tommy Kail.
Oh, yeah. So good.
That was very exciting.
All right. Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am so proud to be in a musical that celebrates women, that celebrates their strengths and their differences, and to be in the company of these women this evening is just a dream for me. Thank you so much.
Kimberly.
Idina Menzel, Wicked, Best Leading Actress in a
Musical. That's correct.
That whiny little nasal tone.
Yep.
That is correct. Kevin, you gotta get
better.
I gotta
pick it up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Kevin knows about, like, old awards, and I'm like, I see these on YouTube.
You ready for the next one?
Yes.
Yep.
The physicists couldn't figure out how they did it, how they flew, and we all know that they do. We've seen them do it, and they did it because nobody told them that they couldn't, and because of sheer will and determination.
I was so hoping you'd use this one.
Kimberly?
That's Nikki M. James's B speech.
Yes.
From Book of Mormon, Best Supporting Actress in a Musical.
Yes, and even though it is featured, I will allow.
Best Featured Actress in a Musical, whatever.
Yeah. Kimberly's killing this round.
Yeah, man, Kevin.
The B speech is iconic.
Okay.
All right, ready for the next one?
Yes.
Yep. If you're out there somewhere tonight and you've got a problem with alcohol or drugs and you can't stop, you think life can't change and that dreams can't come true, then I stand here as living proof that you can stop. It changes a day at a time. And dreams come true.
And?
I got nothing.
I don't know.
Wait. Oh, you're only going to play it once.
Only once.
So it's about alcohol and drugs.
Guesses.
I'm guessing the character had a struggle with that.
Or just that person.
Do you know?
And he said, I'm living proof, right?
Yes.
Was it for...
Early 90s.
Early 90s.
Is this a name that we would know now?
We've talked about this many times on the podcast.
The speech or this?
No.
This
the
show?
Performance at the Tonys.
Oh, God, what's his name?
Oh, I know who it is, but I don't know. So it's...
Kevin?
So this is for, it's for I can't remember if it's Grand Hotel or Steel.
That's correct.
It's Grand Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's the guy who does the crazy dance with his legs
right.
all over the
what
place.
What was the award and what was his name?
He won Best Featured Actor in a Musical.
That's correct. That's 4 points.
And his name is... I can literally picture him.
I know. I can see him so clearly in my mind.
He's, like, been in movies and stuff, too.
Air Bud? The bad guy in Air Bud?
I don't know his
really?
Name.
Yeah. Five?
Michael Potts?
Four? No.
No. Harry Henry?
No.
Harold?
Michael Jeter.
Michael Jeter!
But Kevin got 4 points for that.
I could recognize his voice. I could see his face.
Oh, he's very much not Michael Potts.
No. All right. Ready for the next one?
Yes. Yep.
We, too, will be remembered not... for our victories or defeats in battle or in politics, but for our contribution to the human spirit.
Oh, I watched
I
this.
I knew
a
this
lot.
One was coming.
I was literally, he started this and I was like, it's the beans and it's Alice Ripley.
I did too.
Alice Ripley, best leading actress in
yes.
a musical for Next to Normal.
And if you've noticed, a lot of these are ones we've talked about in previous episodes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That speech is so amazing.
Wait, did you say, I didn't hear, you say all three things?
He
yes,
did.
I did.
Okay.
She did. I said.
Right? She won for best supporting actress for Ragtime?
Yeah.
Totally, yep.
All right, ready for the
okay,
next one?
Yeah.
And he dreamed of creating a youthful, passionate piece that would be pertinent and it would bring a new generation to the theater.
Oh.
Kevin?
That is Jonathan Larson's sister.
Yes.
Accepting
oh.
his Tony for best... Oh, God.
Well, say the one you know before you get the one you might not know.
Is it Best Musical for Rent?
So, do you know what his sister's name is? I'll give you it for his sister.
I mean, his... Okay, her last name is, I'm assuming, the same last name.
Yes.
So it's Larson.
Yeah, yeah.
I
I'm going to give you the points.
I don't know her first name.
So, Julie Larson accepting on behalf of Jonathan Larson, which you said.
Yes.
So I'll give you those points for Rent, but you got the wrong category.
Was it Best Score?
Well, don't... Kimberly,
oh,
guess
right.
I guess.
Book.
Yeah.
Okay, so give Kimberly a point.
Okay, so Kimberly got 2 and you got 4. Okay, cool.
Brian has given up on using dashes and is now writing actual numbers.
Yeah, because I got lost before. All right, this is number 9. So Kevin, you got some work to do.
Yes.
And I found the theater, and I found my home, and I found a place to express myself.
Oh, I know what it is,
Kevin.
Too.
Okay, this one's hard because she's won a lot. That is Audra McDonald.
Yes.
That is Audra McDonald accepting her Tony for Best Featured Actress in a Musical for Carousel.
Kevin, that is wrong. Kimberly.
Okay.
Oh, exactly. Well, you get the Audra point.
Right.
Kimberly, it's your turn.
So we know it's Audra.
We know it's Audra.
You have a 1 in 5 chance now. I took one of them.
I feel like it's the most recent one, and I don't remember what she won most recently. So my guess is for Lady Day, Best Actress in a... play?
So, those are both wrong.
Okay.
It's Porgy and Bess.
Porgy and Bess for Best Actress in a Musical.
Yes, it is. I
so,
really forgot about that
As soon
show.
As I knew, so, I was wrong.
Yeah. All right, so Kimberly doesn't get those points.
And I get 2.
Kevin, you got 2.
Okay.
This is the last one.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Can Kevin win?
I don't know. I'm not. I haven't done that. There's a lot of numbers. I don't feel like adding, so
okay.
We'll see.
I really wanted this. And... so many people did so much to help me get this. And not only Joe Papp and Marvin and Ed and Nick and Jimmy and Bobby and the 9 orchestrators and Bobby Thomas and the cast. Everybody that I've had the opportunity to work with in the theater. I mean, they've all taught me things.
Kimberly.
I've watched it before. Because it's the I really wanted this. And then he thanks Joe Papp. Michael Bennett.
That is correct.
Wow.
Does Michael Bennett for Best Director for A Chorus Line?
That is 100%
Ooh.
Correct. And I even edited out him saying Donna McKechnie's name because I would have given it away.
Wow.
I really wanted... I just knew it.
Wow. Kimberly, I did not anticipate you being like...
Not a rare answer.
...spectacular at this. So you
Guys,
talk...
I have watched all of these.
You talk amongst yourselves while I do the math on these.
Okay.
Okay. So right now they've brought us another round of margaritas. Kimberly is doing the classic now. She's moved away from her fancy pants margarita. And I'm
yeah.
just having my classic one.
Let's see how it is.
It's very good, right?
Mmm, classic.
And Kimberly, we'll talk a little bit about the ambiance of this place. So it kind of feels like you're on like a vacation at like a tiki kind of place.
There is legitimate sand and lounge chairs.
Yeah, you can sit down in the sand. There's like a There's like a pavilion kind of thing you can sit in. Like yeah.
This would be like a really good first date.
Well, on that note, are you ready to find out the winner?
Yes.
Yes. By a lot?
Is it a close call?
Kimberly scored 38 points in that last round.
Okay.
But the final total ended up being Kimberly 55, Kevin 48.
I lost.
That was very close, though.
That was very close. Like, you killed it in those first two rounds. And then she just happened to know those.
Damn. And my prize is choosing who gets to be the next
trivia
master?
Yeah, you could choose.
Gets to do it.
Okay.
I really enjoyed not having to do it.
Wait, that's better. That's you choose who gets to be the next trivia master.
She's picked me because I have to do the work now.
Yeah, I really like to have you do anything today. And then just showing up and winning a game.
All right, well, that's brilliant. So the next trivia episode you hear of us, it will be Kevin, myself, I don't know why I talk in the third person.
I love it.
Curating all the questions and giving them to Kimberly and Brian.
Great. So, thank you all for joining us. This was awesome.
Thanks for listening
with
us.
Thank you to Taco Dumbo.
Yeah, of course.
Please let us know how well you did on Brian's questions.
Absolutely. Were there some rounds that were harder for you? Were
some
easier?
Send me some other Tony ladies. And not just ladies, but anyone.
Yeah.
Any good speech. I just kept waiting for Andre DeShields to show up.
I strayed away from...
It was too
soon. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, because...
But that was on my... Like, I made, like, a big master list, and then I decided which ones were, like, easy, but, like, the category is the hardest part.
Yes.
But, yeah. And don't forget... follow us at Broadwasted on social media.
Yeah.
Join our Patreon as a patron.
Yes,
patron?
Too.
Patreon?
Patron.
Or Patreon. Patron. You can do either.
You know how the phrase patron has been along for years?
No. I don't understand. But also on
That's
top
what I call
that,
my parents.
join our Facebook group. There's always a lot of fun trivia stuff in there.
Totally.
All of our fans and listeners of the show in there are super spectacular.
Yeah, they've built a really cool network that I'm excited to be a part of.
Yeah, and we end every episode with a quote.
We do.
But since Kimberly won, she chooses the quote.
What's the quote, Kimberly?
What's the quote?
You guys, I made this joke earlier.
Okay.
And I was right that I'm too flustered to think of anything else.
Great.
So my quote is, we love you, Conrad. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Conrad.
And we'll be true.
And we'll be true. I was like, and that's what's true, and he'll be true, and something's true.
Someone
if you're
is
not
true.
Near us.
If you're not near us,
we're
blue.
Blue.
Oh Conrad, we love you.
I love that show.
From Hairspray.
Yeah. I mean, not
Almost.
Far off. But on that note, we raise our margarita glasses here at Taco Dumbo.
Zootuwapa. Check it out, guys.
Thanks.
It's on 47th between 7th and 6th, and their tacos are amazing.
Yes, and they have many other locations.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.